Do you want to relax? Are you having trouble sleeping or focusing? CBD reduces anxiety, chronic pain, seizures, PTSD, depression. Try our CBD gummies or chocolates. You will be very satisfied. Visit cbdcollections.net. cbdcollections.net. cbdcollections.net.
Hello everyone, welcome to another conversation. Today we have my namesake, Janice Hay, who is the president and coordinator of the Sounds of the Caribbean organization. The mission is to bring together people from diverse set of cultures to celebrate independence in a positive and safe environment within our community. Let's lean in and listen as she shares some witness with us, some words of wisdom to us, along with my co-host Chris. Take it away.
Thanks, Janice, and welcome, Janice. Good to have you on with us this evening.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. So we like for your audience to get to know you a little before we delve into your great work. And you know, let's get them to appreciate. Tell us a little about your roots, where you're from, and the like.
Well, I'm from Jamaica, in Jamaica, West Indies. You know, everybody knows Jamaica. And I grew up in, I was born in Kingston, grew up in Ocheres, and ended up in Montego Bay, went to Mount Alvernia in my teen years, Mount Alvernia High in Montego Bay. Then I relocated to New York, and I grew up in New York and attended State University of New York, Oneonta. After graduating, I was got a scholarship to go into law, but my dad got sick and I went to Texas to try to help out. And my kind of fork in the road, I call it, I'm doing a book about the fork in the road, turned the other way. Instead of going into law, I got into corporate work. And then after the passing of my father, I relocated to Chicago and with relatives here, and just to stay a couple of months, but that didn't happen. I turned around. I was hoping to go back to Florida, but I ended up having my first child, and I ended up staying here. While I was here, I got into a lot of different local things, photography, videography, and since I have a background in communication.
So, before you get into that detail, let's get to, you know some of you first. You know, as a child growing up, you really had some nice spots in Jamaica. What are some of the memorable stuff that you remember doing as a child?
Wow. Going to church was one thing because, you know, I went to boarding school, Iona High. So that was one of my childhood memories. I was in boarding school. I lived two different lifestyles. My dad was a professional golfer for Jamaica. And so, I lived in the country up in exchange with family while he was in America. So I experienced real outdoor living as living in the, going out to using the outdoors facilities. Okay. So, it was kind of rough. And then he came back and I lived in Montego Bay, a trendy lifestyle. So I grew up in two different cultures in Jamaica. But yeah. I was like a rebel, you know, I like reggae when I was growing up. I love reggae music. And my dad was against it, you know, because he was like a Christian in the home. But I was a roots person. And and I love reggae. From growing up, I could drop a dance anytime. I would love to dance. And as a child, I enjoyed all that. But, you know, the elderly, they would say, stop doing that. And go sit down, you know.
Right. So you mentioned your dad a lot. Was he the major influence in your life? Or how did the other your mom or other folks played a role in shaping your life?
Well, my dad was, yes, the major person in my life. I wouldn't call him a mentor because he was very strict. But and my mom was in London, England. She went away to study nursing, and of course she got hitched up and had other kids and stuff. So life wasn't in the 60s. It wasn't easy for her. But we kept in touch, and then I had, you know, so it was really the influence of my father that I grew up under. So which I'm grateful for today because of my lifestyle and my education. So it didn't turn out too bad after all.
Yeah, that's great. So you came here, you've journeyed from New York to Chicago, and I guess you're currently in Chicago.
I'm in Waukegan, New Chicago. You know, I didn't want to leave Jamaica when the Michael Manley, they had political things going on. So, and my father working with a capitalist country, it was a lot of chaos at the time. So we had to pick up and leave Jamaica because they threatened his life. And my stepmother was a white American. So my lifestyle was, you know, we were the upper class of Jamaica. So that was a threat. So we had to pack up overnight and run out of the country, so to speak. So
wow.
I cried on the plane all the way from Jamaica to New York. Cried when I got off the plane, the world was spinning the way I was crying because I didn't want to leave Jamaica. So that was a bad memory for me. And that's, I had incredible. My boyfriend, you know, so
So how was adjustment to life here for you in the States? How did you get to, you know, to now that you're doing such great work?
Oh, thank you. I don't know. You know, I'm a Christian now. Before I was not, but I used to be out there, you know. I was a reggaeton, you know. I love reggae. I came here and I met some people out there clubbing and met some friends who had a reggae band and were just out there in the world back then in Waukegan or Chicago. And I used to hang around these groups of people. And I kind of got into meeting other people. And as they celebrated the independence locally, I just did, you know, I had a Comcast show access, and I started videotaping people about, you know, it's called a shout out Christmas stuff. I did a little local television thing that I had going on. And one of the things I videotaped was the little local independence. And I realized that this thing could be bigger, this independence celebration in my community. And so I approached the person who was doing the local thing, family thing, and I said, look, you know, I would love to make this on a bigger scale, but he wanted to keep it on the lower scale. So the Greenbelt, the cultural center, the forest preserve of, you know, everybody know that around the area, they had a cultural place where they were doing a lot of cultural events. I got with the manager, Chris Ayers, and we decided, she said, if you bring the event, we can put it on at the cultural center. And then, so I brought it on. I said, we're going to call it the Sounds of Jamaica and celebrating our independence. And it catched on. The Sounds of Jamaica turned into the Sounds of Summer. The Sounds of Summer turned into, after the Sounds of Summer, then it turned into something else, I guess. And then I realized that, you know, look, all of us come from the Caribbean. All of us celebrate independence. And I said, why don't I change it to the Sounds of the Caribbean, including all Caribbean culture? And we did that. I've been doing this now. It was 11 years.
Before we get into that, how did you overcome the you know, people can become territorial and tribal in there. You know, I'm from Jamaica, I'm from Trinidad, I'm from Barbados. How did you manage to get people to get beyond their own country and consider yourself one people from the Caribbean?
Man, question, let me tell you, reggae music and can do anything to any culture. Once I took the path of, you know, if I was using another form of music, I probably wouldn't have been this popular, but or it would not the event. But that reggae music is what brought it together. Every culture, all Caribbean culture, as you know, they love reggae. Bob Marley opened up the introduce it to the world, and so people just love reggae. And anytime, you know, sounds of the Caribbean, sounds of Jamaica, you know, that means reggae. It's every reggae band, everybody get a moment to come and play their music. And man, people from China all over, people love reggae, and reggae brought it together.
So how long have you been doing this annual event?
I did it for 11 years with the Greenbelt Cultural Center. I've had just about every reggae band I could find, Gizzy, you name them, I brought them on stage. And so the pandemic came, and then I got ill as well. Mm-hmm. And with the pandemic, I kind of, things were shut down. We're moving ahead, because it was a yearly planning that was enforced. And the young lady, you know, they changed the cultural center, changed their, we had no place to do the event. So after she lost the cultural center, the pandemic came, and, you know, things just died down for a while. And then I got sick. I became ill with multiple myeloma.
Yeah. But before we get to that piece, the issue here is during the COVID, right, when people needed to be connected, did you do anything online, or it was always in person?
No, it was not online, but we could not do anything at all because of the no gathering, no you know, and this event calls for vendors. It's social, it's an outdoor event, it's not indoor. You can't have it, you know, it's, you have vendors, and it's an open summer celebration. So
right.
It would have been difficult to even consider doing an event
online.
Okay. Yeah, online. I mean, it couldn't come together, because we totally depend on the vendors to come and pay for vending, and that money goes back. I don't make any money. I to advertise and to do everything come out of my little income. And I know the local sign people that, so it costs me so to get it going. And then when the vendors come in, that money is taken into paying for the band and paying for the DJ, paying for the other things. So, and it's not a lot of money, because we don't have like a lot of vendors, you know, we only can.
Yeah.
So it leaves me on the broke side.
So it's been a sacrifice of love for you. And then you had this health challenge. Talk a little about the health challenge, what it is, and how it affected all of this.
Well, yeah. So I was saying that I have this multiple myeloma.
And you want to explain to people what that means?
Oh, it's a bone marrow cancer that come in the bone marrow, and the cells, it's like these, it gets overwhelmed with the cell, the white cells and the red cells. They produce
overproducing.
Yeah, it produced too much as some estrogen, but that's not the word. It overdoses these different things, and it gets too much in the blood. And when it gets overpowering, it needs a place to go. So it starts eating up the good ones, and it gets to the point where you can come protrude through the bones and everything like that. So if you catch it early, they can, through chemo, they can kill the bad cells, keep them down. And so, yeah, I was going through like body aches and stuff. And when I found out, I was in stage four, but I had the best of the best of oncologists in Chicago, mm-hmm. And God had a whole lot in it. And so, you know, I went on some maintenance pill and then it came back, and then I have to go through a stem cell transplant. But it's a bone cancer, that blood that overproduce in your body. When it came back, the second time, I went through a murderous time with it again. Mm-hmm. And so the God saved me again. And so when I was on the second round, a friend called me up and said, you know what, you need to get up and get going again. You need to start back with the event, the Sounds of the Caribbean. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, you're here just struggling with your health.
Yeah, so yeah, but I got up, man. I got up, and I tell you, it gave me a drive, and I got up and I did it. You know, you either stay busy dying or you stay busy living.
So let me ask you this. It seemed like you added another element to it, a golf tournament.
Yeah, so while I was busy living, I decided that research multiple myeloma. Talking to my doctor and everything, and I'm like, I realized that I used to go to I go every month to get my blood checked to make sure the cancer is low, you know, because once the counts start getting high, you start to see problems. So every month you have to go check it out. And while I was there, I realized that they were changing my process of medicine. And I was like, what's going on? How come I'm not sitting here for hours getting chemo? And they said, you know, now they change your medicine, and that you just get an injection now and you go out and you're done. And I'm like, whoa, I go in, I do some maintenance, I not in an hour and I'm out the door. And I said, so this is working. So I said, wow, I want to start a new foundation. So I said, hey, Multiple Myeloma Awareness Foundation, I want my community to know and learn about multiple myeloma, because after doing research and stuff, I realized that this is a new thing coming up and it's being founded in the younger generation and young people don't know. And it used to be in the 80s, the 75, 80 people of age, and now it's coming in the younger generation. Young people is getting it now, and obesity, all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, hey, when you're feeling aches and pain and all that, go check it out further. So I started awareness. The foundation is awareness to let people know about this thing called multiple myeloma, because people don't know about it. And even in Jamaica, when I was on vacation, I was at the resort and talking and doing videotaping, and I can't find a video, but there's a man heard me and he came and shared his story and many stories about multiple myeloma. And we sat there at the Rue, I think it's the Rue, R-U-R-I-E, Rye, Rue. Anyway, we sat and we talked for hours about multiple myeloma. So I got back and I got passionate. I started doing t-shirts and trying to make people aware about it. And so as we go, the t-shirt started off and they went really fast. Got another batch of t-shirt, they went fast. And so trying to do more, I'm doing like this golf outing because I play golf. And I decided to do the first annual Janice Multiple Myeloma Awareness Foundation golf outing. And this is to raise money for research funding. So whatever percentage we get from the golf outing, the rest of the money will go to research funding. Because of that research funding, I'm able to talk to you today. The research is working. They give me a shot in my stomach and I'm out the door. I do have maintenance pill that I take every day, but research is helping for them to combat this disease. And I have a YouTube on Johnny's on the YouTube. You can look and learn about what it's all about. I have the doctor testimonial. And so this is, to fund. I decided that I want to share in this wonderful thing that that is saving my life. And I'm here to sit here today and talk to you with this kind of strength and thanks to God as well. So yeah, the money goes into a special account. I have a January accounting services. I have that calculates every money that comes in from any donation, and they keep the books and all the stuff and make sure all the monies are accounted for. And it's you know, it's legit, and that's how it's going.
So it's if folks would like to support you and to donate towards what's the best way of them getting involved?
Okay, so Sunday, July 16 is the golf outing for fundraiser at the Foss Park Golf Course in 3124 Aragon Drive, North Chicago, Illinois. And we have different sponsorship level. We have the bronze level, silver level, and gold level. If you want to sponsor four people, it will be for sponsorship $500, and you get a discount. You pay $375. And so if you're playing, and $100 for to $150 for bronze people, $150, and you get a sign to say, Jenny's multiple myeloma, who donate and stuff. So nice. This money goes to January Accounting Services, 1101 Chestnut Street in Waukegan, Illinois, 60085. Or it can come to my Jenny's Multiple Myeloma Awareness Foundation, P.O. Box 668, North Chicago, Illinois, 60064. And of course, my number is 708-548-3711. So they can contact me with my telephone number, and I could give them more information.
So this is great. I'm glad you've set something up, and you've turned your challenge into a way of really supporting folks, you know, and getting up. So what can people expect from, you know, from the Sounds of Caribbean and from the golf tournament going forward? How we can help you sustain the celebration and give back in such a life-giving way like you are?
Well, I tell you what, the golf outing is going to prepare people to be aware of multiple, and it's not just for multiple myeloma. All of us need support regardless of what kind of cancer we have, because there are dysfunctions, there are disease, you know, and it don't matter what it is. And we embraced everyone. The golf outing is a fun event. It's a gratitude event for us people come together. I hope I never do an event where it is sad. There are people in my surroundings that are golfers. Everybody in my family, except for the elder, we all play golf, and so that's a good event, a positive thing. I don't play as much because when my back can't take the swing, because I have a chronic backache. But I swing a little bit. I was out practicing yesterday, and I did some swings. So that's a good come together, you know, food and fun. And exactly. And that's how it works. And the Sounds of the Caribbean, you know, we were small scale, and last year we really popped it off. We had Indica because of the pandemic. I didn't want to bring another band in. So we had Indica that brought us back to life a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And then they left because we had to change, because the Sounds of the Caribbean mean that we try to get other bands to come in and play. So it's not just the same band every year. The sounds of different reggae band, that's what it's all about. And celebrating independence, because I think the Queen circled the Caribbean island during the time of when she gave Jamaica independence and other Caribbean islands at the same time that she was on that tour. And so Caribbean islands were given independence. So all of us come together as a culture, no matter where we're from, we still won. You know,
right. And when is this? What date is this event?
This is July 30th.
Okay, so at the end of the month, the Sunday, July 30th. Okay,
yes, great. Because everybody's having something. I was going to into August, and then the Belizeans, everybody, the dates, and you know, community days in North Chicago, the 8th and 9th. And I just say, and I can't go down into the 17th of August because we have, and plus it rained too. So then a rainy season, and it is a chance. And so I decided that I want to keep things in July. Plus July is my birthday month.
Good. All right. Good. So we're about to close. Any parting words of wisdom you have for our audience?
I'm going to tell you something. You know, one of the main things that I live by is to, you know, I believe that really you have to stay strong. But the most important thing in life is to seek ye the first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Well, that's what I did. I seek God first. And let me tell you something. The blessing of God is unbelievable. So I'm just telling my audience that no matter what you're going through in life, stay busy living. Don't stay busy dying. Don't let the, you know, seek God first. And let me tell you, man, when you give God the power, everything is all right. I am the living testimony that God is there for you. All right. So that's all I can say. You know, seek God first. And God got it. He, like the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, that's for real. God got you. So that's what I want to let go, you know. And no matter what you're going through, seek God first. And once you do that and let him know that he's God, he's going to take care of you. And that's what I did. I live under the grace of God, you know. I never
swayed. Thank you for such a strong testimony, sister.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so to learn more about Janice Hay, you can email her at JAH_NICE@Yahoo. Her phone number is 708-548-3711 or 872-343-9946. To learn more about Jamaican Diaspora, visit JamaicanDiaspora.com. And if you go to the website and go to the YouTube on Jamaican Diaspora, just type in Sounds of Caribbean for 2022, and you'll see a little clipping there about what Sounds of Caribbean is all about. Or you can also type in Sounds of Caribbean 2021. So you've got 2 years to see a little clipping of what Janice is all about in the Sounds of Caribbean. To learn more about Chris Daly, visit Chris Daly 360. Janice, namesake, we're so glad to hear from you. See you next time. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.